Hello, this is Matthew Wilson,
Laurel Honeycutt,
Dennis Chesney,
Joshua Sisk,
and you are listening to TCTC Voices Story Share. These are stories from students at Tri-County Technical College in Pendleton, South Carolina. Everyone has stories about how they have arrived at this moment in their lives. TCTC Voices Story Share is sharing these stories in an effort to bring understanding and compassion to others. In October of 2018, several students shared stories of their thoughts, lives, and experiences. In this episode, you will meet Michelle Espinoza, a media arts production major at Tri-County Technical College, and she was interviewed by Glenn Hellinga.
For this story, we have a unique story of something we see all the time, but we don't hear the story of an individual who is going through the fire. Michelle was brought to the U.S. while she was a kid. When Obama came into office and brought the DACA program, she entered into it trying to become legal.
She failed many times before coming into the country, but finally reached the U.S. through a friend. When she was 14, she started her long journey to becoming legal. She was doing adult activities while she was young. She once tried, but failed for missing information.
Through a religious leader, she found hope in becoming legal. Worries arose when Trump came into office. He was promising of the removal of illegals, and at the time, she was legal, but worried. Let's listen in for what she has to tell.
When I was like 14 or so, that we started getting a lot of paperwork because we had to go to lawyers to see what we were going to do to see, because I'd be illegal. And so when I got brought to the United States, I was 3 years old. And you know, my mom, she sacrificed everything over there. She sacrificed her degree because she was a nurse. And you know, she wasn't getting paid enough to be able to support me and her because my biological father wasn't involved. She was like, okay, then we're gonna come to the United States. So whenever she did come, you know, she tried her best to bring me here because she tried crossing the border 3 times. The first 2 times she did it with me, and then the last time she left me behind. Finally, 3 months later, I was brought here. Right when Obama got elected and all the immigration stuff was happening, that's when I kind of started having more knowledge about it. Well, then when I was in high school, my freshman year, I was 14 turning 15, and that's when the act came out, the Dreamers Act. And there's a lot of people don't know that there's a lot that goes into it to be able to get that permission. Like, you have to be lived here since 2007 all the way up until you're 35. You know, most 15-year-olds are celebrating the birthdays, you know. I was in the lawyer's office trying to get all my legal status figured out. We paid a lot of money for him, and we got a letter for our prints, and then a few months later, we got a letter saying that my application was closed and that I had to apply again. And it turned out that there is information missing for 2007, which was the important date because there needs to be proof from 2007 all the way up until now. So the second time that we did it, I was 16. And we went to a pastor who, he's not a lawyer or anything, but he helps out. He knows a lot about that stuff. So he helped us, and my best friend had spent the night that night. And we went to the mailbox, and there was this letter, and it was from immigration. And it felt really hard because you could tell that the letter was in there. And I just ran inside, and I ran to my mom's room. And I was like, Mom, we got it, we got it. And then I was like, okay. Then I was able to do everything right.
With Michelle, we really see that all the hard work that she's done and just all the determination that she has for this to make herself legal in the U.S. I mean, what are kind of your thoughts on that?
Well, I respect for how hard she's tried, and I can sort of understand what she goes through with the financial stuff because my family had maybe not the same financial struggles, but we had some. It took a while to get that figured out.
Yeah, I think that's something that mostly everybody can really have some sort of relation to this problem for her, is that the financial struggles they go through, you know, maybe not everybody can, but at least someone starting out, college students, could really relate because of the struggle that they go through to pay college. And, you know, just for everybody in general, I feel like this problem is something we should fix, but I believe that it should be fixed the right way and not just given free, you know. And like Michelle, we see here, she's doing it the right way. She's given hard work, determination, and she's going through many things and just proving herself. We see that through the hard work and determination of all the things Michelle has dreamed for had finally come true for her. However, for now, she faces a difficult problem. She is worried that all her hard work will be for nothing.
Then my senior year of high school, right, came, and that's when Trump got elected. And I never really knew that DACA was so limited to certain things. I thought that DACA was the solution for everything. I realized that I couldn't go to college if he was going to take it away. And you know, my mom sacrificed. And I just felt so sad because I felt hopeless. And my mom, she doesn't know much about like colleges here. And if it wasn't for my counselors, because they really helped me through a lot of stuff. And you know, I found out that I couldn't go to a four-year college because I have to pay out-of-state tuition. And we can't get loans out. And I don't get financial aid or government help. And I just really wanted to make my mom proud since she had already sacrificed a lot. The least I could do was get a degree. And it was just so hard because, you know, your senior year of high school is supposed to be the best one. You make memories and you have fun. And it was the worst for me because all I could think about is, will I even be allowed to go to school? It was just such a bad moment for me in that time because, you know, I was losing hope. I didn't want to go to school anymore. It makes it really hard for us because even with DACA, we have certain limitations. We can't get, you know, we can't commit a crime, not that I would want to or anything, but it just makes it so hard. I work 12-hour shifts on weekends. I work so hard so that my mom doesn't have to get a third job or his second job. Not that a technical college is bad, but I just wish I could go to a four-year and could afford it. And scholarships are hard to do. I got three scholarships, and it was all thanks to my counselors from Palmetto and the Curry Center and Belton. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have had the knowledge to get through my senior year because I didn't know a lot of stuff, and they were really supportive. And, you know, Tri-County has given me the in-state tuition, but it's still a lot of money since we're not allowed to take loans out. And, you know, I just want to be able to go to school and work and do everything that anyone else has the ability to do.
DACA is a program that Obama had originally put out for kids who came into America illegally with their parents. This is something that has helped many. In this case, we see really what the DACA plan does for one individual, and we see that through hard work and determination, she has achieved what she truly wants. This has been TCT Voices Story Share, a production of Tri-County Technical College and Media Arts Production.
This is Matthew Wilson,
Laurel Honeycutt,
Dennis Chesney,
and Joshua Sis.
Opinions expressed by the storyteller are not necessarily those of Tri-County Technical College staff, faculty, administration, or student body. Copyright 2018.